Happy Thursday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So I'm really interested to see how you've been getting on with looking at the receiving part of your life, looking at the things that you want to manifest and that you want to create. So today it's about getting more creative. At the start of the month, I got you to think about all the things that you wanted to create and you wanted to bring into your life. But now it's about taking action. So how can we do this? Well, the best way for manifesting is to actually bring yourself into a place where you see the picture in your mind very clearly of what the outcome is that you would like. So what I'd like you to do after you've listened to this audio is to take 1 to 2 minutes, that's it, and just bring yourself into one or all of the things that you would like to create and actually just close your eyes for a moment and see yourself there. Picture what it is that you want to achieve actually happening. So first of all, we've set a good foundation now around receiving. So obviously this isn't just something that you can click your fingers and you'll be in a place of receiving every single day, but it's to start to get you to think about that and to set a better foundation so that you want to manifest something and create something, we'll take those steps next. But to be able to create and to manifest, you've got to have that clear image in your mind of exactly what it is. So they say leaving the how and more particularly the when up to something else, because everything that's meant to happen and flow into our life will happen at exactly the right time, even when that feels frustrating and even when we're impatient. But what the best way I have always found creating or manifesting is that when we get that image, or I get that image in my mind, it's like when I think of that situation, I see that image there. It's like I hold that image, we talk about flashbacks, okay? So we picture something that's happened to us in our past, good or bad. What you're trying to create here is like a flash forward. So whether that's going to be something that happens tomorrow or something that happens in 8 months from now or a year from now, we're flashing forward. And the more we see that picture and the more that picture becomes real, the more we send these signals to the brain to allow the brain to believe that this is possible. So this is a process, and it's definitely something over the next 2.5 weeks before we finish the end of the month that I'd really like you to get into, and starting that today, so that even when the fear comes up, and we've done a good fear exercise before, and you can go and look at that at itstimeforme.ie/fear. If you're still having fear when you're trying to look at your visualization, do the fear exercise first. But then every time you think of the thing that you want, and even if you're thinking of it in a bad way, try to bring that very positive visualization into your mind so that you can see the image of that you can see yourself in a position where I'm like, yeah, look, that feels real to me. I'm doing that. I'm achieving that. So I know that sounds maybe pretty basic, but actually it's so powerful. So I think I mentioned this before. I'm sure I did. But like, it's like when sometimes there's an Irish trainer in rugby, and what he would do with the rugby players is individually say he'd bring them out and say somebody has to like kick over the bar, okay? And what he would do is he'd bring them out to the training ground individually, and he would play on like a stereo or whatever the noise of a crowd. He'd have the lights on, the noise of a crowd. So it's getting the person or the player in this instance in that space of being able to really feel what that would be like and nearly feel like they're in that moment. And then they kick the ball over it, or they play it out in their mind first of all. And then I know in one of the books I've read, All Around Manifesting and the Power of Our Mind, they talk about how they would have got some athletes in a test or a kind of a bit of research they did with athletes in America, where they got them to close their eyes and visualize themselves running a race, for example, winning the race, seeing themselves like getting their gold medal. And they would be hooked up to little monitors or whatever to track the, you know, the heart rate and the blood pressure and the brain signals in the brain. And what they found is that the brain and the body did actually not realize that they weren't actually running the race. They were doing it in their mind. But what it is when the image is so powerful, and when we hold that powerful image and really see it more often and often and often, it's again, we're sending those signals and those chemicals start to move in our body to actually feel like it's real. So with those people in America, those athletes in America, like the body was tricked into thinking, well, this is real, because they really got into that sense of visualization. That's the power of what we can do. And I know, I was only talking to somebody about this recently, and I know I said it at the start of the month around I literally could manifest whatever I used to want. Like, I just think about it. And I've been doing this since I was probably about 15. So, you know, 23 years of this. And I would be just so clear about it. I'd no fear or anything around it. But as the last, like, kind of 10 years, there's been a lot of, I suppose, growing up to do. You know, I'm in my 30s now, a lot more responsibilities, lots more serious things happening, different stuff like that, that I just kind of started to lose that trail. So I'm really trying to bring it back to create the really good stuff that I would like in my life, and that we're, like, totally deserving of having, by the way. But it's about seeing the picture. So it's like when you say, oh, I really want to achieve that, or, oh God, that thing isn't happening, you flip to the picture, that really powerful visualization or image in your mind, and you see yourself there, and you just hold that. And it's like, no, I'm going to get there. Let me figure out the how and the why and the when at another stage, but let me take whatever steps I need to bring me in the direction of that, the baby steps. But first of all, it's the picture. So have fun with that today, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.